Hello, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Justine.
And this is the Cozy Co-op, a podcast where a games journalist...
a games journal. The papers are whispering.
And a creative writer talk about video games. Hello, Justine.
Hi, Brandon.
How are you?
I'm tired.
I can tell. Well, today we're talking about a classic Metroid.
Classic. This whole podcast is just about me making fun of how you say things.
That's fine.
And none of it has to do with the lisp.
Oh, yeah. Right. I have that.
We just spent like 10 to 15 minutes talking about your lisp.
I spent 10 to 15 minutes
talking about other characters.
Reiterating how I forget that I have a lisp.
Okay.
So, Metroid. Yeah, you don't have much on this one, I don't believe.
Not... Yeah? Other than, you know, what we watched earlier with the...
Yes, yeah, I showed her the Did You Know Gaming videos on Metroid and Metroid Prime, which I'm realizing if you're not already familiar with the series, there might be a lot there that you don't fully parse.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. That's a shame. But yeah, you didn't really play these games. So.
Not a lot.
They were...
Wait, are you going to do news?
Oh, right, news. Thank you. This is why you have to be on this show.
You guys, sorry if we sound super out of it. We skipped last week because we were busy, and then today, just so much is happening.
Today was another busy day as well.
It is now 11 o'clock at night. We're trying to get this recording done.
This is nights.
This is Cozy Co-op nights.
Right, so...
It's going to sound real good in editing.
News, I'm going to back up a bit farther than usual because we missed last week, and it is... First thing, the Fallout 76 beta is going to start in October.
Nice.
Now, this is actually kind of lame. Because the game releases in November.
Oh, so you only have a month.
So it's a month before the game's official launch. This sits weirdly with me for a few reasons. One being, that's not a lot of time.
Especially to fix things.
Exactly. Betas are supposed to be instances where you use a player base to find problems and fix those problems.
Well, but this is Bethesda, babe, and it just works.
Well, ha. They're doing the thing that EA likes to do, and that they're... hiding rewards behind pre-orders.
Mm.
This isn't a beta. This is a get a taste of it early if you pre-order the game.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what it is, because they're not going to be able to solve a lot of these bugs before the game's launch.
I mean, it's Bethesda. It's just going to be 100%
The fact that
bugs.
They're even trying to solve bugs, yeah.
Is a step forward.
And the fact that it's all the way in, like, October further solidifies. This is a soft launch. This is a pre-order early bonus. This isn't a beta.
They want to see how many people they can get on the hook.
Exactly. They want to further incentivize people to already lock in your purchases. Next bit of news. No Man's Sky Next. A major update to the popular...
The infamous
spacefaring game No Man's Sky. This ad, well, I've told you about the story of No Man's Sky already, right?
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this.
2 years ago, it released uber disappointment after a lot of hype.
They released too quickly and couldn't...
Promised more than they could deliver.
Couldn't make good on the promises.
Well, they're slowly starting to deliver on this. Now we have improved underwater generation. We have character customization. You have a physical character. You have third-person perspective. They heavily expanded the base building. They added in, I guess, new entities. And the most biggest thing.
The most biggest.
Live multiplayer.
Yes.
Actual other people can show up and, like, you interact with them and all that jazz. Actual multiplayer.
Do you want to talk about your interaction with a person?
Yeah. I've only had one interaction with people. And it was this random Spanish-speaking individual who they had found me, and they were excitedly speaking Spanish, so I got out of my ship, and I gave them a thumbs up, and then they started excitedly speaking more Spanish. So then I had things to do, though. So I waved goodbye and I flew off. And that's the end. It was a fun instance all the same.
You made his day.
Yeah, he sounded excited. Final bit of news, not as fun as this one. Are you familiar with Roblox?
Oh my god, am I familiar with Roblox?
Ooh, that's a reaction.
My brother used to play a whole lot of Roblox when we were younger, and he kept trying to get me to play with him, and I did a couple times, but it was not really my bag.
Well, one mother...
I just heard your voice echo all
I heard it too. I really gotta get more...
I think it was the guitar.
Yeah, that's probably not helpful. I need to better soundproof this room. A mother is furious when they found out that their 8-year-old daughter was virtually
harassed,
gangbanged.
Okay, I was gonna give that one a soft landing.
Yeah, apparently multiple individuals in-game had modded it, allowing their characters to have digital genitals, and they ganged up on this little girl, and, you know, it's horrible. And the mother made a big deal about it online, understandably so.
Oh, yes.
And Roblox has stepped in going, yeah, you're right, that's super not cool. We found them, we've banned them, we've updated our security software to find the bug, hack, whatever, that they used to allow them to do this. And we are now working with the mother to find more ways that we can make our space safe.
Honestly, that's awful, because I feel like the kind of people who would do something like that to a child on a video game like this are the same kind of people who would abuse animals.
Right? I mean, these were probably... It's Roblox, so I would hope that...
They do it specifically to do that.
Yeah, I would imagine that these are other children doing this, too.
Then they probably also abuse animals.
It would be worse if they weren't children, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Either way, like...
It's bad.
Roblox...
They deserve
is there,
to get
is nowhere
banned.
Safe?
Really? Yeah.
So
we'll just have to set up a Christian Roblox server.
I'm going to have to look those up later. So that's the last bit of news there.
Okay.
Metroid. Speaking of, I was trying to make some kind of like 8-year-old girl transition, but...
Nope.
Pretty sure Samus was just born at the age of 28.
She was based off an actress.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't remember who. Yeah, according to Did You Know, she was based off of a particular blonde actress popular in the 80s.
Which, you know, it is something I do like about their design of Metroid, was they took inspiration from a lot of different things, and the amalgamation of these things became a very iconic game.
Absolutely.
Which I think is a very cool thing.
A game that would go on to be inspiration for a lot of things.
Yeah.
The phrase Metroidvania
exactly.
exists for a reason. It's that influential.
Because they did a really good job with the mechanics and the maps and stuff like that. That's all.
Oh yeah, the map system was almost unheard of at the time. Most games back then were just linear.
Just go left, yeah. Or right. Go to the right.
Either way, it was just do level 1, now level 2, now level 3. This one is like, here's the world, good luck.
Yeah. You're going to die many times.
And, you know, the idea of having to backtrack was so unique. I should have brought it in here for the podcast. I drew a map of the original game back when I was playing it. So, like, I have like, a piece of grid paper and, like, the different rooms and whatnot all connected because I was playing through the first game and I wanted to know where I was going.
Like with what you did with Zork?
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
Cool.
But cleaner since everything was square.
Yeah.
Whereas Zork just decides whatever shape it wants to be.
Yeah, especially that maze.
Well, it was the dam that got me because it's like a diagonal cylinder.
Yeah.
And it was a weird shape.
We're not talking about Zork.
Yeah, we digress.
We have to talk about Zork on this podcast.
We'll add Zork to the list.
That's a video game.
It is.
Kind of.
Yeah. Well.
There's no video.
It's a text adventure.
It's a computer game.
It's a computer game.
There you go.
There we go. Cozy Co-op talks about computer games.
Yeah.
So, okay. I want to tell you a little bit about the story.
Okay.
I only have a vague knowledge, but I want to
As
tell you
do
about
I.
it a bit. So you heard about like these creatures and called Metroids and whatnot, and then there's Samus, and there's a bad guy named Ridley.
Yes.
Who's in Smash Bros? Right, we should probably mention that.
Yeah.
So, the story of the Metroid game is there's this bounty hunter female called Samus. She was raised?
Raised. I know about the raised by birds thing, but that never came up in the did you know, so I have no idea what that's
because
about.
Because there's very little to be said. The bird people are called, what are they, the Chozo, I believe? And they're dead. They're all gone, apparently. I want to say it was suspected that they were wiped out by space pirates, and that's why she became a bounty hunter.
Oh, okay.
But don't quote me on that one. I could be wrong. Yeah, she was raised by them, and like that's part of why she's so
kick butt.
Yeah, I almost swore. I don't know. I don't know what the confines of the explicit tag are. And she became a bounty hunter, and she's been hunting down specifically one guy called Ridley, who, from what we see, is a big purple dragon.
Yeah,
and it's weird because he looks like a monster.
Yes,
but he's very intelligent. Like, he's a commander of a fleet type of intelligence. And that's why he's a recurring antagonist, because he figures out how to escape and how to continue his efforts everywhere else and whatnot. So she's going after Kraid. One thing goes to another. She comes across a parasite called the Metroid.
Ah.
And yeah, these parasites that latch onto you and literally suck the life energy out of you.
That is what a parasite does.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, this one doesn't feed on your nutrients. It, like, eats your soul. Straight up.
Soul suckers.
So you have to be cautious.
Instead of face sucker. No, face hugger.
Face hugger.
Soul hugger.
Soul hugger. That sounds a lot more wholesome than Metroid. Well, things go on, and you actually saves a baby Metroid.
Yes.
Who actually comes back and helps you in a different game. And, like, there's this cool dynamic, and, like, then that's where the whole Metroid fusion, you become part Metroid thing happens, and etc. It goes on from there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Metroid did all right back... Now I'm into, like, the video game era stuff.
This might be a short episode.
It might be.
We are both very tired.
Yeah. There's the Metroid for the NES, Super Metroid, and then, you know, Metroid 2. Then Metroid kind of disappeared for a while, until it showed up again on the GameCube as Metroid Prime, this time as a first-person shooter. This was mind-blowing to a lot of people. A lot of people love it. A lot of people consider Metroid Prime to be the best Prime game.
Oh.
Prime 2, I think, Echoes, and then 3, like, Darkness. I don't remember the subtitles, but there were Metroid Prime 2 and 3. Also very well liked. After that, for the Wii, there was Metroid Other M. People hated it.
Oh, well.
They hated it because it basically ruined Samus as a character.
It
introduced the Zero suit, for one. The other is that throughout these times, Samus had been created as this strong, silent, independent woman. No rules, does what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
In Other M, this is entirely removed. The only reason you can't use your... You have your grappling hook, but you can't use it because apparently the Federation you now work for hasn't allowed you to yet.
Okay.
And then, like, apparently frequently you would go a little bit and you'd be interrupted by this voiceover dude who'd say, like, go do this. Or, you're not allowed to do that yet.
They solid snaked her.
They snaked. well, that's a different topic.
Oh, bad jokes. Bad jokes.
There's a rule for that. Yeah, and yeah, people really didn't like Other M because of how they limited you and, like, the poor excuses they gave.
Somebody was controlling you, yeah.
We didn't hear anything about Metroid for a long time after that. Until we heard the iconic single... The soundtrack has this one long bass note that's just, like... Boo.
Oh, yeah, you did that at the end of our last episode.
I did. And, yeah, a lot of people were... Consider it, like, so iconic you can identify a game off of one note.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they're like, hey, whoa. And people were like, oh my God, new Metroid game. And it was Metroid Federation Fourth, and people were mad.
Mm-hmm.
Federation, okay, it was Metroid Prime Federation Fourth for one. It used the Prime title. However, Federation Force does not involve Samus.
Okay.
It is a multiplayer cooperative bounty hunting game. You play as Federation Force people, generic dudes in a suit, like a mech suit type deal.
Yeah.
And the idea was, like, you and your friends get together to take on these bosses, a la Monster Hunter.
Uh-huh.
But in Metroid universe. People were mad. This isn't the Metroid game they wanted.
Yeah.
It was probably a decent game, but it wasn't the game they wanted. And people were additionally upset about the fact that they were using Prime.
Yeah.
They said they had Prime in the title. Like, no, this is not Prime.
It's not a Prime.
It has nothing to do with Prime. We loved Prime. You're just trying to use it for the name.
This is just standard Amazon.
So, har.
Bad jokes.
And then, we thought Metroid was dead. At this point,
mm-hmm.
We truly did, because we hadn't seen anything for a long time. And the one time the game comes back, the franchise comes back, everyone hates it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here ready for Nintendo to be like, well, I guess the world doesn't want Metroid anymore.
Yeah.
And then Samus Returns happens.
She came back.
It came back to a 2D platformer.
She knew all her girlfriends missed her.
2.5D, I should say, because it's 3D, but it's on a 2D plane. Like the original games were.
Mm-hmm.
And this was for the 3DS, and they added some new things, like you could aim better, and like there's a melee component. But it was more or less a modernized throwback to the old style. And sure enough, it reviewed just as well. It was received positively. It wasn't like a game changer, so to speak. It's mm-hmm. not like if you were like, hey, I have a 3DS, what game should I get? Everyone is going to say, oh, get Samus Returns.
Nice.
But it still ended up being a very good game. That released last year, the year before, recently, not too long ago. And this might have been a dream. I don't know. It was a very rough week. But I think at this year's E3, they teased Metroid Prime 4. I'll have to double check that one.
I can Google that right now.
Because I was almost hysterical by the time Nintendo had their press event at E3, so...
Was it very late at night?
It was because it was the last event.
Oh.
Out of the 4 days that I was doing that.
I've got a Metroid Prime 4 in the search things. Everything we know so far for Metroid Prime 4.
Last year. That's what it was.
During its E3 2017 livestream, Nintendo announced Metroid Prime 4 for Nintendo Switch.
So apparently that's happening. That announcement is all we know. I'm skeptical because they have to know what they're doing using the Prime word. So I'd imagine that if they're going to be putting Prime in a title again, they know that it has to be good. And I know that they can make it good. Nintendo knows if we put the effort into something, it'll be amazing. Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey are two golden examples.
Oh. I love Mario Odyssey. We have to talk about that at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good.
We've both been playing it, and it has been a blast. I've
been playing the crap out of it.
So, yeah, it goes to show, when they want to make a good game and they put the money and time behind it, it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
It's just, have they decided to do that with Metroid Prime 4?
Yes.
And I'm cautious that they haven't.
Mm.
I'm worried that this will be mild at best.
Yeah, well...
I don't think it'll be a disaster. I do think it'll be underwhelming.
Do they have bigger titles running right now? Like, stuff we know they're going to put a lot of effort into?
Well, I guess the Yoshi game is being developed by
Pokemon
a third party.
Games.
Yeah, but that's done by the Pokemon company.
Okay.
That's not Nintendo themselves. Smash Bros. Is done by whatever company Sakurai uses now. I don't know what Nintendo themselves are doing. That's fair.
So maybe
perhaps,
it'll be good.
Perhaps they are.
Because it doesn't sound like they've got anything bigger on the hook.
I'll have to look into that. I hope it's good. I like the Metroid games. I wouldn't mind another first-person one like the Prime one. Maybe that's what it is. They're calling it Prime because it's going to be first-person.
Maybe
that is it.
Prime
I wouldn't
person.
Mind. Especially on the Switch, portable, and like the quality graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So how about our ad break?
Okay.
Let's face it. Sometimes you got pests in your life that you can't handle. Now, we ain't talk about your normal pests like mice or rats or cockroaches. We're talking about Metroids. That's why us here down at the Federation Emporium have ourselves a selection of quality bounty hunters to come remove your Metroid infestation. For the low price of 32 million units, we'll send one of our expert extermination specialists to your door to get rid of your soul-sucking problem. I didn't think of a way to end this ad break because I'm unprofessional. Call 1-800-METROID-FU. Call now.
I was getting like a Larry the Cable Guy's older, more gruff brother.
See, I started that and I slowly worked my way into he was melting.
No, no, what you did was relation to Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy. And then it's so, like in the middle, we got a little bit of Car Salesman and then it came back.
All I wrote for our ad break section was exterminator. I had the idea, but I didn't have time to actually formulate it. I hope that was good enough.
It's good enough.
So,
why must you part the kimono like this?
Because I
just let them believe you had that plan.
I enjoy my work, and I want the listeners to enjoy it with me.
Okay.
I don't know.
You just have to tell everyone.
Yeah, things. Now my train of thought's just derailed.
Well, you have... Wow, we've covered things on the list.
The problem is, I like the Metroid games, but I've only actually played Metroid 1, and Metroid Prime.
We had a Metroid game, and I think it was for the original Xbox.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Metroid has always been on only Nintendo, as far as I'm aware.
Must have had it for the Wii, then.
It may have magically made its way over to a Sega or two, but, like, definitely not Xbox.
No, it must have been a Wii. Cause
if it might have been Other M, then.
Might have been. I don't know. I had...
There were Game Boy ones, dude.
Because this was in a... Oh, I don't know.
Like, there was one for the DS called Hunters.
There was a... I remember a video game box with the Metroid in it. I don't know.
With the Metroid in it.
No.
Thanks, Grandma.
I remember ignoring it a lot.
You remember ignoring a Metroid game?
I remember seeing it and completely ignoring it because I thought it was a puzzle game.
Oh. They have a pinball game. Which is fitting given... Given, you know, you can turn into a ball.
Yeah.
Which they never explained the science of, as far as I'm aware, by the way.
She's just bendy. I mean, have you seen her in that Zero suit?
Oh, don't worry. They've made
she's
jokes.
She's like a straight-up Gumby.
They've made jokes like her and Wii Fit Trainer just getting together. But, like...
yes.
I've checked the physics there. Her shoulder balls are the size of her when she shrinks up like that.
Hmm.
She compresses into a singular shoulder ball.
She's made of goo.
She's like some kind of non-Newtonian fluid?
Yes.
Gross.
Not gross. She's still very attractive.
Can I tell
even
you?
Even in her non-Newtonian form.
Oh, I'm not arguing her attractiveness. We already mentioned the whole snaking thing.
Bad jokes! Bad jokes!
Can I tell you two of my favorite features from Prime?
Yes.
Funny enough, they're both about the HUD. Because in Prime, it's first person. So the logic being, you know, your health, your ammo, everything on screen is because it's showing up on your helmet visor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this allows for two interesting things that I thought were... Oh, look at me talking about Nintendo polish. Two instances of what I call Nintendo polish. If you're...
You were, honestly, the whole time I was playing Mario Odyssey, Brandon,
I just kept talking about Nintendo Polish.
Laughing at me because everything I was oohing and aahing over was the Nintendo Polish.
I love...
TM, TM, TM.
I love Nintendo Polish. It is such a mark that is often missed in games made today.
I love wearing it on my nails to fancy events.
When you're outside, it'll be raining sometimes.
Okay.
If you look up... You'll see the raindrops hitting your visor.
Nice.
Only when you're looking up, because, you know, rain falls down, as it does.
Well,
and I remember, you know, that happening, and I was like, wow, that is amazing.
You are a man who wears glasses.
Yeah, but the glasses are too close for me to see that happen. Like, also, I don't normally stare at the sky.
No, I mean, like, don't your glasses get wet even if you're looking straight ahead in the rain? Mine do, if I wear sunglasses.
Well, I mean, yeah, because real rain sometimes comes in at an angle,
okay.
But, like, this video game
this
was
is,
a video game.
This is rain without any
This is vertical.
Wind. Yeah.
Yeah, this is straight down rain.
Okay. You Which, could measure it with a ruler.
But the other thing is, if you were in particularly dark areas, and you looked real closely, you could see your face's reflection.
Oh.
In from the inside, because your visors light up with your indicators.
Yeah.
That lights your face up. So if you're in the dark, you can just barely make out your face.
Do you want to know something that's, like, super killjoy?
What's that?
And, like, no fun allowed?
What's that?
Whenever I see in movies or video games when someone has, like, a full suit stuff on and their face is lit up, they're not able to see. Like... If the light is on the inside of your helmet, you can't see out.
Well, I just chalk it up to the idea of it's glass that is, like, tempered to handle that kind of thing.
Maybe. It's the future, after all. Or space, whatever.
Yeah, because I can only assume such technology already exists. I just don't know it. I'm not a scientist. I write about video games for a living.
Yeah.
Not glass. I did write about wooden tires, though, if that counts.
Wooden? Just wheels.
Well, okay, apparently, the thing that makes plants stay stiff is an element referred to as a polylastic. Meaning
okay.
It's a polymer, but it's elastic.
Okay.
This allows plants to have rigidity. Without being both entirely
being
hard or...
Yeah.
Well, scientists are trying to find out how they can utilize this material from plants, like trees, to replace oil in tire manufacturing.
Hmm.
Making for stronger, longer-lasting tires that are better for the environment.
This is not Metroid.
You're all right.
Are we out of Metroid content?
Speedrunners broke it to no end.
I'm sure they have. That's what they do.
Metroid games are another infamous... infamously popular. They're another popular speedrunning game. Because when it's open world like that, you don't have to go in one line. And sometimes you can go in lines that shouldn't exist at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just because... You learn how to work around the restrictions. Like, if you can figure out how to teleport past a wall, you don't need to get the missiles that would allow you to do so.
Right.
Well, they took this a step further and found out, hey, if we break the game just right, we can teleport wherever we want.
Oh my gosh.
We can even access rooms that don't actually exist.
Wow.
Because the game would try to load broken code when it's processing the room. So rooms that weren't... No one made these. I can't remember what they're called. But, like, there's these rooms that... They only exist by breaking the code. So no one designed them.
Yeah.
They are just the coincidental creation of playing God.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, speedrunners used this to their advantage to go almost wherever they want. It got to the point where, like, they scan hexadecimal values during certain microseconds.
Wow.
To get the optimal run. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I see things like that, and that's what keeps me from wanting to get into speedrunning.
Yeah, because it's that's
I oof. Couldn't hit that level. Now, Splatoon.
That's a level of science.
I thought about speedrunning Splatoon because there's no glitches involved.
Yeah.
But that one, hooey.
This kind of reminds me of that Mario 1.5 A button presses or whatever. Have you seen that?
1.5 button presses?
Yeah.
Nah, remind me.
Did you ever see that?
I mean, remind me. I might know it.
Oh, I can't explain any of what happened in that video. But he was...
Anything. Give me something.
I don't know which Mario game, but okay. He was getting through a level with 1.5 A button presses.
So he pressed the A button 1.5 times?
Yeah, and like broke the game so badly that it worked.
Yeah, I'd believe you. I would.
We have to.
I'll look into that. What does the half mean? He just didn't let go of A?
No, he like only pressed it halfway. I think.
Halfway.
Or maybe he never let go. I don't know.
I literally
can't explain. It was so complicated. It was like trying to sit in a calculus class.
No, yeah. Yeah, these old games for the NES, that's when that weird code-breaking stuff, like, really happens. I love this joke of, we know that real life isn't actually a simulation. Because if it was...
Someone would have broken it. A speedrunner would have broken it.
Speedrunners would have already broken it and have been speedrunning it for charity by now.
Yeah. That would be so scary.
For just 5, like, milliseconds in our life, we just see a man standing in the corner because that gives him enough iframes to go over to feudal Japan.
Yeah.
So that he can get the special katana weapon that lets him beat the final boss.
He robs a freaking museum.
Somebody just no clips through the wall.
Ugh, I can't clip. No clipping, please. That would be so painful.
I mean, technically you wouldn't feel it, right?
How do you know? I'm thinking of it as like splinching from Harry Potter, where if you apparate poorly, you can lose your limbs.
Oh, I'm thinking of it like you just don't have physics.
Are we done?
I think, because that's what no clipping means. It means it disables physics. You don't fall, you can go up, down, left, right, but like, yeah, you don't fall, you don't collide with objects. So I don't think you'd feel anything. Maybe if you like turned off no clipping inside of an object, that might be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, what was that one X-Men character? Played by Juno?
Rogue?
Was that Rogue?
I think she was Rogue.
Can Rogue go through walls?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
I have no idea. I can't...
Why are you referencing things you don't know anything about?
Because vague... Same reason we're doing Metroid for this episode. A vague memory that I have of it.
Okay. Can we be done now?
Yeah, we're tired. It's a short episode this time.
It's very short, but we can't go any longer. We're just going to be talking in circles.
I'll have plenty to say in our next...
Yeah, next one is No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. So, if you hadn't guessed, yeah, we're talking about No Man's Sky next because of the update. So, housekeeping. If you liked this or perhaps one of our other episodes, maybe not use this one as a qualifier. This
tiny little late episode.
Review us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. When we get a lot of good reviews, we get seen by more people, or at least so I'm told. You can also, we're on Google Play, we're on Pocket Casts,
wherever you find your podcasts.
Gonna be okay.
I'm slowly losing it.
Me too, I'm like falling asleep in the chair.
On Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter, at Cozy Co-op Podcast. Where we tweet things.
Sometimes we tweet editing stuff and it's cool. I was going to be funny like Brandon and tweet an editing joke, but Snapchat did not let me do that.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe someday.
I just tweet the occasional meme or joke. But we also say when the podcast goes live, so that's nice.
Yeah.
We go live Friday mornings. I don't think we ever actually say that. Friday mornings, every new episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. CozyCoop@thelizardrock.com is an email where you can send us emails, suggest a game, give feedback, give a cute little anecdote about our upcoming game topic. News comes from thelizardrock.com. I write news there Monday through Friday. Every morning, a single post summarizing that day's video game news. Check it out. I had a very well-received article about a robot that plays Five Nights at Freddy's.
We talked about this before.
I posted that, and it's gotten very good reception. And next week is No Man's Sky, and that's everything for housekeeping.
That's it for us today. Thanks for listening. We love you all. Cozy up with us next week on the Cozy Co-op. Outro. You're not saying it with me.
Somebody's taking a train to Sleepy Time Junction. Do, 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 do. Somebody's so tired they can barely function. Do, do, do. All aboard! Crazy engine! Where are you going?